The Ramayana of Sri Valmiki Muni explains how Hanumanji was always chanting the holy names of Ram. He was always meditating in the purest form of devotion on Sri Ram. In the various Puranic histories, it describes how Sri Hanumanji, in different yuga cycles, appears as a servant of Lord Sri Ram in various ways. In the Shiva Purana, it describes that when Lord Shiva, out of his intense love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, met with Lord Vishnu and was expressing his great astonishment of how the Lord appeared in the form of the most beautiful of all females, Mohini Murti, and completely bewildered all of the asuras, so much so that the nectar of immortal life, which they struggled and strained, risked their lives to achieve, they willingly gave it over to her just to please her because they were so stricken by her beauty. Mohini Murti took that nectar and gave it to the demigods, then assumed her original form of Vishnu and returned to Vaikuntha. Shiva said, "I want to see this form, my Lord." And the Lord warned him, "Are you sure you want to see this form?" And then he assumed the form of Mohini Murti. And under the spell of transcendental divine love, Lord Shiva began to chase after her. And she was running. She even ran through an assembly of Shiva's great devotees. They were all yogis, tapasis, who had renounced everything of this world, performing very severe tapasya, taken vows of lifelong celibacy, all the while getting their strength by chanting the names of Shiva and worshipping Shiva. And right before their eyes, they saw this beautiful, beautiful young lady of whom they have never seen before. And then behind her, chasing after, is the Lord of all tapasis, Shankar. And they did not know what to say or what to do. They were thinking, "Shiva, what are you doing?" Ultimately, Lord Shiva, by the arrangement of Mohini Murti, came close and power was released from his body. And this Shakti, in the form of divine semen, was gathered by the Chaptarishis and was given in a transcendental way through the media of Vayu. Vayu transported that and placed it in the womb of Anjana, who was living in a place called Kishkindha Kshetra. And from that, Hanumanji was born. Therefore, it is said that Hanuman has three fathers. One is Shiva, because he was born from the seed of Shiva himself. Therefore, he is an incarnation of Shiva. He is the 11th Rudra. Also, Vayu, because he who impregnates a lady is also father. And when he did that, he also endowed the child with all of his potencies. So he is also Shiva Putra, Vayu Putra. And Anjana was married to the king of the monkeys of the name Keshari, Keshari Raj. The story of Anjana is also spoken in Purana. There it is explained how she was a heavenly damsel who was very closely associated with Brihaspati. But she made some mistake and she was cursed to come to earth in form of monkey. But when she prayed to that great sage to be kind upon her and beg forgiveness, he said that Lord Shiva himself will incarnate and expand to become your son. So, Anjana took birth on earth in the dynasty of monkeys. She married Keshari Raj, who was the best of the monkeys. These were not ordinary monkeys. These were very divine, transcendental monkeys. Great power, tremendous intelligence. They were more civilized than any human beings on earth today. Anjani, she was performing her tapasya there, worshipping Lord Shiva, in order to get the benediction of having a wonderful and illustrious son. She was so chaste. She was so faithful to her husband. She was so much a humble servant of all sadhus, and actually all living beings, that Lord Shiva was so charmed by her good qualities that he personally appeared before her. And he said, "I am Ashutosh. I will bestow any benediction you ask of me." She said, "I want a son." He said, "I will grant you a son. But not just any son. I want you to be my son, if it pleases you." So Lord Shiva, he told her, "It will very much please me. I will expand myself to become your son." Another story of Hanumanji appeared at a different yuga. At the time Rishyashringa performed a yajna for Dasarath to have a son, from that the Mahaprasad Payasam was being distributed, half to Kaushalya and the other half to Kaikeyi and Sumitra. At that time, just before Kaikeya took hers, a large bird came in the sky and picked it up and flew away with her portion. And she was very sad. So Kaushalya and Sumitra, they took part of theirs and gave to Kaikeyi. Meanwhile, this Ayasan was being brought by this bird, and he was flying long distance from Ayodhya. He was flying long way. And then Vayu, knowing that this was the grace of Shankar, he took the payasam from the cup, from the hand of the bird, and brought it and placed it right in the hands of Anjani. And she ate it. And when she ate it, she became impregnated with Sri Hanumanji. And on a mountain in that beautiful, beautiful holy place, on the banks of the Tungabhadra River, Hanumanji was born. The name of the mountain is Anjana Parvat. It is also today called Hampi, a derivation of the word Pampi, because that is a famous place where Parvati performed tapasya. So it is explained that when he was very young, Hanuman, he saw the sun rising. And he thought that it was fruit. And he wanted to eat the fruit. And being the son of Vayu, he was faster than the wind itself. So he leaped. Now, Surya, the lord of the sun, he saw Hanumanji coming. And he understood that he's a great personality. And he's going to do great work for Lord Ram in the future. So he made his rays very nice, so they didn't in any way discomfort Hanumanji. Now that day happened to be astrologically calculated a solar eclipse. So as Hanuman was coming toward the sun from one direction, Rahu Dev was coming from another direction. When Hanuman saw the big planet Rahu about to devour the sun, he thought that Rahu was food. So he went right toward Rahu. Rahu was terrified. This little infant monkey was flying at him so fast, so fearlessly. Rahu ran to Indra. I said, Indradev, don't you remember? You gave me a benediction that at specific given times I'm able to devour the sun and the moon. It's my time today. But instead, this little baby monkey, he wants to devour me. You have to protect me. So Indra got on his elephant, Airavata, big, big elephant, and followed Rahu. And when they came in the sight of Hanumanji, again he immediately attacked Rahu, and Rahu ran for his life. Then he saw Airavata, the elephant carrier of Indra, and thought he was a big piece of fruit. He charged at Airavata. Airavata was so much fearful, screaming like an elephant, Indra, save me! I'm your servant! At that time, Indra took thunderbolt and hit Hanumanji on the side of his chin. Shri Hanumanji fell down to the earth unconscious. Vayudev Singh, the condition of his little baby, began to weep. He was also very much disturbed. He brought Hanumanji into a cave. And as Vayu was lamenting, to teach the devotees a good lesson, he used his supernatural powers to withdraw the wind from the universe. Wind means air.
And everyone, from the lower planets to the higher planets, they all began to suffocate. Because no living being can survive without air, without oxygen. At that time, all the demigods approached Lord Brahma and said, Brahma, we're all suffocating. Please, save us. Vayu has retracted all the air. And Brahma said, well, what do you expect? Look at what you have done to his beloved son. We should all go, and with folded palms, we should all beg forgiveness of Hanuman and Vayu, and we should all award Hanumanji our most intimate benedictions. So, headed by Brahma, the chiefs of the demigods all came to that cave in Kishkindha Kshetra, and they all offered their obeisances, and Brahma, from his immortal Kamandalu, he sprinkled water on the child, and it came back to life. And Vayu became very happy. And Hanumanji was smiling. And then they began to atone for their offense by offering some seva. This is very significant. When we commit an offense to somebody, anyone can say, I'm sorry. Actually, I take that back. Most people are too proud to even say, I'm sorry. They make excuses. Actually, it wasn't my offense. It was your fault. Or it was somebody else's fault. To humble yourself and to beg forgiveness for a mistake that you've made is a glorious virtue. It's the quality of a saintly person. To admit you've made a mistake and beg forgiveness is a strength that all noble persons will love you and respect you for. So all the demigods, they're so much greater than us, but they admitted we made a mistake, we begged forgiveness. But our forgiveness, our begging of forgiveness is not just cheap words. We must do something about it. If we really are sorry, we must offer seva. We must offer service to that person to show them that we're sincere. So they began to offer Hanumanji such benedictions. Brahma gave the benediction that you will live a long life in this body. If you so desire, you could live as long as me. And you can change your form anytime, anywhere you want in the service of the Lord. Indra gave benediction that your name is Hanuman. And just as I hit you with my thunderbolt, I give you the blessing that every limb in your body will be harder than my thunderbolt and invulnerable toward any type of attack. Surya gave him the benediction that I will give you 1/100th of my effulgence. And when you reach the proper age to go to school, I will be your teacher personally. Varuna gave him the benediction that you'll never ever be in any danger from any body of water. If we study these benedictions, we see how Hanumanji used each and every one of them in his service to Ram. Yamaraj gave the benediction that you will never see my rod of punishment, and you will never, throughout your life, ever get sick or ill by any type of disease. Shiva gave him the benediction that you will be immune from death at the hands of myself or anyone else in the universe. Vishnu gave him benediction that, Hanumanji, you will be the greatest devotee. Agni gave him the benediction that fire can never harm you. And Vishwakarma gave him the benediction that you are immune even from the greatest of all celestial weapons.
And he was given benedictions by the Ashwini Kumars that he would always have perfect topmost health.
He was also given benedictions by so many other demigods that no curse from anyone could ever hamper your service to the Lord. So little baby Hanuman, he knew very well the power of his benedictions.
And when he became a little child in his Komara Lila, Bal Lila, you have seen pictures of Bal Hanuman, he was very mischievous. And he was so mischievous because he knew, who could stop me? I have all these benedictions upon me. No one can stop me. I can do anything and get away with it. And he did.
when people would bathe in the Tungabhadra River at Kishkindakshetra, he would go to where the rishis and sages were in meditation on the banks of the river. The little monkey, he would jump on them on the back. He would jump on their heads. He would pull their beards. He would start eating their scriptures. He would be spitting water on them, splashing water on them, jumping off trees upon them. When people would go to bathe, he would come down and rip up all their clothes. So when they came out, they were naked and there was no clothes left. He was very mischievous. And he wouldn't listen to anyone. And when the sages would come, when they would be offering yajna, he would come in the middle of the yajna with a big bucket of water and put it out. And when they'd be trying to chant Vedic hymns, he would start screaming so they couldn't even hear the Vedic hymns. This was his play. So they approached Keshari Raj and Anjana and they said, please, do something. It is your duty to discipline your child. He said, we've tried. The more we tell him to be good, the worse he becomes. There's nothing we can do. He's beyond our control because he knows he has all these powers. So, you great sages, rishis, give a benediction to our child. Give the benediction that he forgets all the powers that he has. He forgets all of the benedictions that were given to him. Unless it's a time of crisis where he needs to use them, or unless someone reminds him. So they gave that benediction. And then Hanumanji forgot. And then he became the most perfectly well-behaved little child. He would go before the rishis, Swamiji, how can I serve you? And he would bring them the wood for their yajnas, and he would bring them fruits, and he would bring them food, and he would bring them water, and he would just organize everything so nicely. Anyways, Hanuman grew up in Kishkindakshetra. And when he was of age, on the order of his mother and father, he was supposed to learn the scriptures from Vivaswan. So he approached Vivaswan and said, can you teach me Shastra? He said, I'm in charge of the sun planet. I'm constantly moving. When do I have time to teach you? I'm constantly on the move in my chariot. So Hanumanji said, you go and I will be in front of you, going backward exactly at your speed, listening to you as you speak. So in this way he was educated by Vivaswan. He became most learned, most brilliant, most powerful. He was the most of everything. And most of all, he had the greatest bhakti or devotion. So, the son of Vivaswan was Sugriva. And when Hanuman offered Guru Dakshin to Vivaswan, he said that you always be the servant, the well-wisher and the friend of my son Sugriva, and never betray him. Sometimes you know the story of the battle between Sugriva and Bali. Sometimes people question, why did he take sides with Sugriva and not Bali? It is for this reason. Because he was honorable to his word. So, in Kishkinda, one time a demon attacked. Bali, who was the king, went out to fight this demon, along with his brother Sugriva. And Bali was so powerful that that demon, seeing his strength, he ran for his life and he ran into a cave. And Bali went into the cave and he told Sugriva, you wait here until I come out and guard the entrance
that no more demons can come in. So for weeks and weeks and weeks, he just waited and he heard nothing. And then all of a sudden he heard the ghastly roar of terrible rakshasas. And then he saw blood flowing from the opening of the cave. And he was thinking, Bali is dead. So he put a rock and sealed the cave. But shortly after, Bali came out. And when he came out, he saw that Sugriva had taken his throne and was even taking care of his wife. And Bali became very angry. He thought that Sugriva did this on purpose just to enjoy his position. And he went to kill him. And Sugriva, knowing that he could not compete with Bali, had to run away. And where could he run? There was a particular place just close to Pampa Sarovar named Rishyamukha Mountain. And on that Rishyamukha Mountain, there was a great sage of the name Maharaj Matunga. And one time, a demon attacked. And Bali killed this demon and threw the demon's body a long distance. And the demon's body landed just where Maharaj Matunga and his disciples were performing a yajna. And the blood of that demon got all over them. And this great sage cursed that if that monkey who threw this demon ever comes within even 8 miles of this place, he will die. So Sugriva knew that that one place, Rishyamukha Mountain, Bali will never come. So he was living there with his personal minister, Hanuman.